I'm Denise.
She's a non-fiction editor.
And I'm Louise.
She's a fiction editor. And together,
we're the Editing Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Editing Podcast. Today, we're talking about something close to our hearts, Continuing Professional Development, or CPD for short.
Ah, yes, those three little letters, ones that really do make such a big difference to how we grow and stay relevant as editors, don't they? I mean, they really do.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And whether you're just starting out or you've been in the business for decades, CPD keeps you sharp, confident and adaptable.
So let's start at the beginning. What does CPD actually mean? When we say CPD, what are we actually talking about?
Well, I'd say it's basically any activity that helps us to develop our skills, broaden our knowledge or develop professionally. And that might include taking formal courses or attending webinars, reading about editing techniques or even learning a new tool.
Right. And I suppose we should be clear that it's not just about editing mechanics like punctuation or grammar. It can also be about business skills, software, marketing, communication or even self-care. Anything that helps you do your job better.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We can think of it as investing in ourselves as much as in our business.
Yeah. So let's talk about why CPD is important in our line of work. And I think it comes down to how fluid the editorial landscape has proved itself to be over the years. I don't know if you...
Yeah, it really has. I think it's so many things have changed so much over the past few years. And it almost feels like that's accelerating as well.
Yeah.
You know, language usage evolves, style guides change, technology moves fast, and it just seems to be moving ever faster as well. And so what worked 5 years ago, even 3 years ago, might not be best practice today.
I mean, I remember when track changes in Word was considered advanced. I mean, like, you know, the...
You're showing your age there, Harmby.
I know. In fact, I remember when editing on screen was advanced.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
We've got macros, we've got things, consistency checkers like Perfectit, we've got cloud collaboration, we've got AI-assisted tools. And we need to keep up with all of that, whether or not we like it or whether we use it.
Yeah, we really do, because we need to understand, like you say, even if we don't use it, because our clients might know about it or be asking about it or be using it. So we need to be aware of what's going on. And beyond the practical stuff, CPD helps us to stay competitive because our clients are looking for professionals who know their craft and can demonstrate that they keep their skills current.
Yeah, and showing that you're committed to growth builds trust. It tells clients that you take your profession seriously.
And that's just so important. It's what separates you from the hobby editor or somebody who does it, you know, now and again. And I think there is something else that's critical to this, and it's that confidence boost that we get that comes with learning. When we invest time in CPD, we don't just gain knowledge. We get that self-assurance.
Yeah, I've heard so many editors say how doing CPD makes them feel more grounded in their decisions. So perhaps a tricky style question comes up and they're more confident that they can justify their choice because they've learned about it. They've made sure that they've stayed up to date with that stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. It's like adding layers to your expertise. And I think what's really important to remember is that even when you think, I already know this, revisiting the fundamentals just often reinforces those good habits for us.
Yeah, yeah. Sort of like building muscle memory, isn't it?
Yeah.
Plus it's motivating. Learning something new can rekindle your enthusiasm, which is great if you've been editing day in and day out and you need a little spark, a little something different.
Absolutely, yeah. So why don't we talk about some specifics? What kinds of CPD editors and proofreaders can actually do?
I mean, there's so much out there. Formal training is one option, like courses through the Chartered Institute of Editing and Proofreading, the Publishing Training Centre, the Editorial Freelancers Association, ACES, AFEPI, or similar organisations.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, there are shorter, more flexible options like webinars or online masterclasses or conference sessions, and they're perfect for fitting in between projects.
Yeah. And then reading professional blogs or listening to podcasts like this one.
Yes.
that absolutely counts too.
Yes, yeah, and we hear that from people often, from you lovely listeners, that, you know, you consider this part of your CPD, and we love to be part of that. It's so important to us as well, yeah. And of course, we mustn't forget peer learning. So joining online groups or accountability circles with other editors is just a brilliant way to share knowledge and get feedback.
Yeah, definitely. And there's something else that people sometimes overlook. CPD isn't just about our editing skills. We talked about this at the top. It's about your business skills too.
Mm, yeah, totally. I mean, learning how to market yourself and to manage your time or communicate with clients is just as valuable as mastering hyphenation rules. Yeah. So maybe you take a short course on business writing for creatives, and it completely changes how you write proposals and emails for certain clients.
That's such a good example. Or it could be learning about project management tools like Trello and Notion, and how they might make it easier. Or you mentioned Toggle before, mm-hmm. about how they make it easier to juggle multiple clients without losing track, or just to keep track of what time you're spending with different clients. You know, that's great CPD.
Yeah. And let's be honest, the smoother your business runs, the more time and headspace you have for the actual editing.
Yeah. Or for doing something completely unrelated to editing, like... You know,
living your life.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yes.
So if we're going to talk about CPD, we have to talk about the cost of it, because of course, not every editor has a big professional development budget, especially in a profession where the fees aren't guaranteed to bring in a brand new Mercedes Benz to your doorstep.
Where not every year.
No.
I wish. Yeah. But the thing is that CPD doesn't have to be expensive. There's a lot of free or low-cost content out there. Yeah. Blogs, newsletters, podcasts, YouTube tutorials, even library resources. And I think that's the thing about this profession. The fees aren't usually enough to put you in a lap of luxury, but the cost of training reflects that.
It does. It really does. It's really good value when you compare CPD costs with other industries. Mm. Plus, many professional bodies offer discounts or fee or even free stuff like webinars as part of membership. I know the CIEP does. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. And that adds value to the membership there. All that additional content. And the other thing is, of course, is that you can create your own CPD plan that fits your schedule and your wallet. Maybe it's one course per quarter, or even one course per year, but one book per month, committing to listen to a podcast or read a particular book. Blog that resonates you monthly. I mean, whatever works for you.
I think the key is consistency, because a little regular learning adds up over time.
Yeah. And I think that's so important, because I think when we think of CPD, we just tend to think, you know, oh, courses, but it's so much broader than that. We learn from lots of different ways and lots of different people, and, you know, small amounts regularly, like you say, add up over time a lot. And that consistency really adds up, especially when you track it and reflect on it, because that's the important part. Let's chat about that, because keeping a record of your CPD is good on two counts, not just for bragging rights on your website, but for your own clarity and direction.
I know. So you could use a simple spreadsheet. No, nothing wrong with that. But I have to say, I love the Chartered Institute of Editing and Proofreading's online CPD tool for tracking progress. Oh, I just love it.
And
I think I love it particularly because it's not just me capturing that information. I'm capturing it in my professional association. It feels like... It really professionalises that, the professional in CPD for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing about the CPD tool that we're talking about here is that you don't just log what you've done and when. The absolute key part of it is, critically, it's a space where you have to reflect. So it's not just you've done this, it's what difference has it made? What have you learned from it? And how is that going to affect your editorial practice and your business going forward?
And that was something that the head of professional development absolutely made sure had to be a key part of that. Because, you know, and I'm so glad that that person did that, because I think it was laziness, that's all. I think that I tended to just make lists of I've done this, I've done that, and now it forces me to think exactly what you were just talking about there.
Yeah.
What was the goal of this? What was the purpose of it?
Yeah.
And that reflection piece is really powerful because it makes you think not just about that specific action you took, but that why and what the objective of that learning was.
Yeah. So you're not just ticking off an action, you're actually having to think about it.
Yeah.
And you can look back at that reflection in later months and see whether carrying out that CPD led to the improvements that you hoped. And
yeah.
And I've got experience of this outside of editing because I used to use a similar portal when I was a chartered physiotherapist. So we had to do a very similar thing. We had an online portal. We had to record our CPD. And that could be audited by the Health Professions Council
yeah.
at any time. And it wasn't enough to just write down that you did this course. You had to say how you thought, what you'd learned, how you thought it would change your practice. And then you had to go back months later and say whether or not you'd implemented that in your practice and what had changed. So I was very familiar with that. And I was so pleased when I saw that being introduced into our professional organisation. Because I think it's yeah. such, that reflective practice, I think, is a key marker of a professional.
Yeah.
It really is. It yeah. really is. Yeah.
And it's that, it is that whole thing. It's really interesting you talking about that because that it's the transition, isn't it? From whether it translates from learning into reality, into practice.
Mm.
And plus it's really interesting to compare your feelings on what you learned X number of months on.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when you might have fresh data and experience to add to the mix. So it, I think that's a really good reminder that effective CPD isn't just about box ticking or lists.
Yeah, definitely. It's thoughtful learning that looks backwards and forwards.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about the bigger picture, how CPD shapes your career over time.
Yeah, that's a good point. So it's not just about maintaining your skills. It's about potentially expanding what you can offer. So maybe you start as a proofreader, then train in developmental editing or sensitivity reading or copywriting.
Yeah.
You know, it's where that it's a path.
Absolutely. Yeah. So CPD can open doors for you. So it can help you to specialise or diversify depending on what you want.
Yeah. Or as we mentioned earlier, it can validate your existing skill set or make sure that those skills have kept on track and are up to date. That even if a proofreader was a proofreader 10 years ago and they're still a proofreader, it doesn't mean refresher CPD won't be useful.
Absolutely. Yeah, it absolutely will. Of course, some editors do struggle to fit CPD into their busy lives, and time and motivation can be big barriers.
Definitely. And when you're up against client deadlines, the idea of doing a course can feel impossible.
So I think one tip is to try to schedule CPD learning like a client project. Block out that time and commit to it. Then it becomes a habitual part of your business, one that's just as important as client work.
And that's actually something we say, isn't it, about marketing. And we say about like we're talking in another episode about doing annual business reviews. When you block that time out and you give it the weight that the other parts of your business have. And you don't need to always dedicate a whole day. Even 15 minutes reading an article during a tea break could count as CPD if it's relevant to your editorial practice or your business's sustainability.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think the key thing is to remember that doing the activity is only half the story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry to be banging on about this, yeah. but the reflection part is essential.
Yeah, and as we mentioned in the business review episode, if you're struggling to make that time for the reflective element of CPD, maybe get together with a buddy and do it together.
Yeah, yeah. You could have a wee agenda in which you both share why you did the particular CPD activity, what you hope to learn, and how you think it will help your practice.
Yeah. So let's just run over once more through some of the key takeaways. First, CPD is about growth and confidence and professionalism. It's the foundation of a sustainable editing career.
Second, it's not just a box to tick. When you approach CPD as an investment in yourself, it becomes genuinely rewarding.
Third, make time to really reflect on why you did the CPD, what the goals are, and how it will impact on you.
And fourth, you don't have to do everything at once. Start small, one course, one book, one new skill, and build from there.
Yeah.
So that's it from us. We really hope this episode has inspired you to make CPD a regular part of your professional life.
Don't forget that if you're one of our Tier 2 Patreon supporters, you can listen to a bonus episode in which we chat about our own personal approaches to CPD.
Yeah, and thank you so much for supporting us by listening. Until next time, she's been Louise.
And she's been Denise. Join us again soon.
Bye.